What is up, beautiful people? It's your favorite person, Shay. And thank you for tuning into Real Topics. You know, this is a podcast where we like to do nothing less than keep it real and dive deep. And when we dive deep, we like to focus on authentically being ourselves and not holding back on conversations surrounding emotions, well-being, and societal norms, etc., etc. So if you are a new listener, be sure to let us know your thoughts on this podcast and the reviews after the podcast. Every week, we are taking a deep dive into thought-provoking and mind-stimulating topics. We are building a community, and there is no community without you all tuning in. So thank you for joining us. And yeah, get comfortable and enjoy the journey. And since this is a podcast for a special occasion, I am going to, y'all already know this special guest. We have Tony back with us for a very special occasion, a very special day. And I'm going to let him do the intro into why we're gathered here today. Go ahead, Tony.
All right. Today, we're going to do this podcast because this is actually dedicated to what we all been talking about for the past, I want to say year. Since it makes a year today, we want to dedicate this to Miss Kiana Chelsea Walker.
Mm-hmm.
So, Kay, this is for you.
Thank you for that, Tony. And thank y'all for tuning in and listening in. I think this is going to be a very helpful podcast for anybody that's just like feeling, you know, just deep emotions. And that's definitely what I feel like I'm sitting in right now. And before we get started and talking about, you know, how we're feeling and then many more things, I just want to hold that moment of silence again. Another year around the sun, our first year around the sun without Kiana physically being here, so I want to hold that moment of silence for her right now. And thank y'all for being patient with us, and rest in your heavenly power, Kiana. Yeah. Wow. So we were already talking before we got on the recording, as most podcasts that, you know, have real meaning behind it, we always get into conversations beforehand. And we were having such a good conversation, and I want to, you know, dig it back up and bring it back to the table, that I wanted to, yeah, like, let's talk about it on the podcast. So, yeah, I mean, Tony, if you want to talk about the experience that you just
had.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, I had just gotten home and before, you know, I called you to start this podcast. Mm-hmm. Because I was with Kiana.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she was showing me pictures from earlier where she had taken during the day.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, if this was on YouTube, sure, I wish I could pull them up. But
I love it.
She sent me the pictures, but mm-hmm. I was looking on them on her phone, and she was describing them. And me being, you know, as I mentioned before, I dove into the paranormal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what I used to do. And I still dabble in it.
Mm-hmm.
But she was showing me the pictures, and, you know, with today being Kiana's anniversary, you know, mm-hmm. without us being here on this physical world,
mm-hmm.
uh, she had shown me these pictures. I know I'm dragging on with the theme.
Take your time. Take your time.
She showed me the pictures, and what was weird about it, and this is not the front. This is like my second time experiencing something like this.
Mm-hmm.
But not with somebody as close as, you know, who we are with. But right there in Kiana's window, she was, she was, as in her granny, Miss Roz, she was taking pictures of what mm-hmm. we did, of the yard signage that we did for her last night.
Mm-hmm.
And in one picture, she was standing in it. You can tell that Miss Roz was standing in the window.
Mm-hmm.
And you blow it up because you can't see it unless you blow it up.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see in one picture that Ms. Roz is in the, you can clearly see her in the window, mm-hmm. but in front of her, it's like this, it looks like this mass, but it was like, you know, almost like Kiana's hair when she had it down,
mm-hmm.
you know how it was like super curly and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't explain it. And then she showed me another one where she wasn't in the photo, and that same mask was, but it wasn't from inside of the window, it's from the outside. Mm-hmm. Because it's like they were turned around looking at the other house.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the only thing I can explain. That's the only thing that, I mean, that can come to my mind. And I'm going to see if I can get the opinions of some people that I know.
Mm-hmm.
Then, in other pictures that she showed me, since Ms. Roz was telling me she was the only person out there.
Mm-hmm.
And another one, there's this picture of this thin lady, which she told me that, you know, that her stepmom came up there, Mariana.
Mm-hmm.
But she said she couldn't remember what she was wearing, and you know, Mariana just never have her hair up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in this picture, you see somebody standing straight at one point, and it's, you see like them wearing like this gray sweater, but it's a long sleeve.
Mm-hmm.
And they have their hair up from what it looks like in the picture.
Mm-hmm.
And in one of the other frames, it looks like they're standing with their hands on their hips. That's how come I can tell it was like a gray long sleeve.
Mm-hmm.
But it was the same person.
That's wild. What?
And I was like, what the hell is this?
Mm-hmm.
But,
signs, messages.
That, yeah, I mean, I don't know who that was or anything, right. Because that did not look like Kiana.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, maybe it could look like Kiana in the for what she would look like in the future. I do not mm-hmm. know.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, no. But
that's so interesting. Wow.
You know, rewinding to last night.
Mm-hmm.
Since Miss Rouse, you know, has me going in Kiana's room and everything.
Mm-hmm.
She had, I had one to go and change the candle out in the window.
Right.
You know, the LED candle.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed there was some stuff different in her room.
Mm-hmm.
Which she said her sister went in there looking for something, you know, Valeria.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she was looking for these cars that Jay wanted.
Mm-hmm.
So she went in there and looked, and she couldn't find them. Maybe they're still at Ron's house, from what they think. But because they're not there, because I noticed.
Yeah. I'm wondering what's at his house. Honestly, I've been wondering.
I don't know. You know, the last time I was in there, you know, we had closed the. Me and you were in there.
Mm-hmm.
We had closed the, you know, the doors.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the closet doors were wide open.
Mm-hmm.
And there's an extension cord across the floor.
Mm-hmm.
You remember that red throw light shawl that was across her bed?
Yeah.
It was in between the bed and the window. And the remote was on the bed also, remember?
Mm-hmm.
The remote was in between the bed and the window. I noticed that when I went to go and put the candle back for the second time.
Like, you saying that, like, things moved?
Yeah. Because nobody else goes on the bed.
Right.
And that's the last thing that me and you saw.
Mm-hmm.
The last person that was on the bed was you when you were here.
Mm-hmm.
But as me and you saw, you know, the shawl was laid out across the bed.
Mm-hmm.
The remote was in the middle of the bed. This time, both of those two things were in between the bed and the wall. So therefore,
I do believe in energy. I like, cause it's like, how else can when our loved ones pass away, how else can they communicate with us? Because like the energy that they are living in is at a frequency that if we're not matching their vibration, that's why I was telling out or I like text Ms. Ross like. Like last night or maybe in December, I don't know, that like I had a dream about Kiana, and it's like I was trying to like talk to her like about like stuff that's happening like in the world, like talk to her on a human level, and like if anything was lower than a certain vibration, like Kiana like just kept cutting me off in the dream. It was like, nah, we not focusing on nothing that's not positive type thing. So I believe that it works like that with energy. It's like spirits, in my opinion, I feel like the only way they can communicate that they're still here is by moving stuff or like you know, what better sign, what more clear of a sign to be like, well, I know that this was like this when I walked out the room, but when I walked back in, it was like this. Like, because I feel like that's the first kind of clue that you're going to get that, like, something otherworldly is going on, you know? So, like, I don't know. That's my thoughts on that.
Yeah, I mean, for people that are listening, skeptic or not skeptic or anything, believe us or not, we don't care. We know what we know.
I'm just saying. Because I'm still trying I'm still trying to figure out. And see, maybe that's the thing, trying to figure stuff out. It's like things are just supposed to be the mystery until we two make our transition, you know? I've been still trying to figure out when I was showing Ms. Ross one of the times I came down that right before Kiana's wake, like when I was waking up getting ready and I was just like a mess, just crying like nonstop. And a rainbow a rainbow just popped up on the wall of the hotel room. Like, it's like you can't explain. Like, I'm like, sure, like, we know that, like, mirrors and glass causes reflections, but all of my 26 years, I ain't never just seen no random rainbow just pop up on a wall. Rather, I've seen rainbows in the sky. So it's just like those little things that are like, it's not really a little thing. It's a big thing. It's a spiritual thing. Like
yeah,
I'd be thinking.
And you heard just a while ago, I don't know if you heard it, but I did on my side. There was a little bit of interference. There was like a little staticky, a little white noise.
You know, that's happened a lot when we've been on the phone. Remember last podcast? Like, it kept like disconnecting, you know. Yeah. I mean, it can mean a lot of things, but like the thing about life is we get to take and experience things how we take and experience it.
That's not the only thing. I was outside, you know, with Miss Rose and everything, and I told her, I said, here, let me try something. I'm just curious. She was like, what are you fixing to do? I said, I have these things on my phone. These apps. I said, one of them is like a, what they call an SLS camera. I forgot what that's an abbreviation for it.
I was about to ask you, what does that mean?
If I could look it up right now, I would, but I can't.
No worries.
But what it is, you know how PlayStation and Xbox, when they first came out with this thing called Kinect?
Yeah.
And they had a little two cameras and one camera on the separate from them.
Right, that was like motion detected, right?
Yeah, and it kind of mapped out your figure.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what an SLS camera is.
Okay, gotcha.
But this one is for stuff that it's not you. I mean, it can map out you and everything, but you know, for other things that are not there that we cannot see, they'll just pop up.
Interesting.
When I was doing it, it was popping up around the same area as around Kiana's window was, right? It'll pop up by the balloon behind. And it did that like 3 or 4 times.
She back there posing.
And then twice was on the side, which I didn't even know I had that in frame, but I did. I didn't even record it, or I would have shown you. But it was on the side where Mike's truck is. You know, her dad's truck.
Yeah.
And it kept popping up like twice over there. And then I was like, all right, I see you. And so you're trying.
Yeah.
But that, and I hopped off of that, and I got onto my voice box. And what my voice box does, it uses a word bank, and pretty much, you know, the energy around, and it's voice activated, so you can't hear anything unless it's being spoken to. And you'll see a little person icon with that little conversation box on the side.
Right. This is giving very paranormal. I'm excited to keep hearing about this. Yes.
That means that something's being spoken into or somebody's speaking into it. Now, if it's you,
can you decipher it?
It'll pop up. Well, it actually, a voice does come through.
If can you understand it?
Some of it you can, some of it you can't.
Gotcha.
But yeah. I was doing that over there, and I was in the same spot where I started, and then I moved closer to the window, and I kept asking questions, and then one of the, I got a few, voices and everything, but, one of them sounded male, a couple of them sounded male and all that other stuff. Mm-hmm. And then right when I said, I heard you, like you used to talk to me, mm-hmm. When we were across the street.
Right.
I said, and I couldn't really describe what I wanted to say at the time. Mm-hmm. And I said, I thought I heard you. I thought I heard your voice. And then I paused for like a few seconds, and then all of a sudden this female voice comes through, and it had the same tone and everything as Kiana's voice, but I could not make out what they were saying, and mm-hmm. I was trying to get it to repeat itself, but it wouldn't. And so I ended it, but I was like, hold on, so let me restart that, and said, let me close it out. And when I closed it out, I was like, all right, well, I appreciate, you trying to communicate and everything. I said, and just to let you know, we love you. Mm-hmm. And we'll see you some other time. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what it was, but there was another voice that came through right when I was about to hang up, and I couldn't make out what it said. It was two full syllables, I know that. Mm. This one was being recorded, so I don't know. Maybe something that you can see. But
oh man, I love stuff like that. I believe it's so in-depth. Like, because my mama was telling me a story one time with her and my nanny, one of my nannies. Like, they were sitting in my nanny's mom's house. And I believe my nanny's mom died when my nanny was in high school. And so she would always tell them, like, because my mama would always go to my nanny's house because they were friends. And she would always tell them, like, okay, if I come back, like, you'll know it's me if I did this. Like, she would have this one specific thing. And basically what she told them that she would do, how they'll know, is that she'll pick up the salt. Because, what? Honestly, I want to know. What person of color don't have salt and pepper shakers laying somewhere around in the house? Just want to know that. That's a real question for the audience. but she said, yeah, I'm going to take the salt or pepper shaker, and I'm going to put it on the floor type stuff. And it's like, okay. Like, you hear that. You hear people talk about, like, paranormal things. And even just say things like, oh, I'm going to do this if I'm not here. But then, like, one day, they were, like, chilling in the house. And that exact thing happened. And, like, they looked at each other and they were like, what? Like, it was, like, one of those out of this world moments. And I do believe that moments like that happen, but like, a lot of what society tries to tell you is that, like, well, not a lot of society, but there's so many differing opinions, and so people try to make you think that you're crazy for, like, reading too much into stuff. Now, sometimes there are some things that we read too much into it, and I know that because I'm a very analytical and strategic thinker, and I read into situations very in-depthly. And then sometimes that's not always for my benefit. Like, that's not always positive. It's more, you know, draining in that aspect. But yet at the same time, like, those, when you're really just open to the idea of the spirit world, I feel like, I don't know, things like that will happen. Like, I don't know. I believe it. I believe it, and I've had many of signs since Kiana's not been here of like, no, but I'm still here. Like, and it's kind of weird because it's like, but like, we're still here physically. Like, we're still, we only know this besides of like where our dreams take us, when we're in deep prayer, where that takes us, and, you know, and our belief systems, like there's only so many things that actually takes us out of the moment of being in this world. So it's like,
yeah, because I believe that there's different realms and there's different dimensions.
Oh, for sure.
You know, I mean, it's not been proved by science, but, you know, there are theories and all this other stuff, you know, about portals, this, that, mm-hmm. whatever. But
scientists don't know nothing. Scientists know the very basic
minimum. I mean, they go in there and they try to see, you know, whatever they can debunk and all this other stuff.
Right.
But, you know, it's what people feel. And a lot of other things. I mean, and it's going to be different for everybody.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because if you think about it, all of us, when we are born, we have, you know, how we have, you know, these, whatchamacallit, the things, you know, for, you know, touching, hearing, taste.
Yeah, our senses.
Our senses. Mm-hmm. And technically we have like five that we know of.
But right.
That's not true.
Right.
When we are born, we do have six senses.
Right.
And the other six sense is, you know, that is when we are using the actual full capacity of our brain. Because, you know, we only use like maybe 5% of our brain.
Mm-hmm.
And yep. If you really stay open to it and you train yourself. Mm-hmm. And like I said, people can think this is, like I said, I'm not going to hold back, but people can think that what I'm saying is whatever, this other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
To each his own. I'm not going to argue with that.
Right.
But, you know, some people stay with it, and you know, and some people just close it out completely. And there are some people that can close it out, but later on in life, you know, start experiencing all this other stuff that they can't explain.
Mm-hmm.
And they clean up their house, it's haunted and everything, which sometimes it's not the house that's haunted. It's just pretty much, it's kind of dim because mm-hmm. they're open, you know,
mm-hmm.
you know, not psychically, but you know,
like they leave their spirit unguarded.
Yeah, they're sensitive. Mm-hmm. So therefore, they're almost like a beacon. Mm-hmm. And that's not uncommon.
Oh no, it's very real.
Because me and my sister have that.
Yeah.
That's how come I got into, you know, the paranormal and all the other stuff. Mm-hmm. And that's how come I'm kind of open to it. But I have my boundaries.
Right. It's good. I mean, because, yeah, when you don't have boundaries, you'll find yourself diving into some crazy stuff. Like, I've had my fair share of, like, definitely not diving into some crazy stuff, but, like, having to learn the harder way that, like, you can't just be out there willy-nilly in the spiritual world. You have to be guarded. You have to always have your boundaries. You have to always, like, you know, speak protection over yourself and have the inner knowingness of God protecting you too. And so once I learned that and I started walking around, like living the life of like, I know that there's danger out there, but I'm protected wherever I go. Like, that's a completely different shift to being like open, like fully to just anything that has spiritual essence attached to it, because it's not always positive. A lot of that stuff is negative, and I'm still, I mean, as in everybody in life, I feel like we're always on this constant battle of in the spiritual world of like the mind is willing but the flesh is weak. So it's like, it's always a journey of like balancing and making sure that your boundaries are up and like reestablishing your principles and your routines with the spirit world and God and divine, whatever you want to call it, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because there is a veil in between two worlds, mm-hmm. you know, our world and, you know, wherever our loved ones are.
Yeah. And that's what I wanted to ask you. So in this making this full 1 year around, how are you feeling really? How are you feeling right now in this moment?
Right now I'm kinda like Ms. Roz right now. I'm just ready for today to be over with. Because ever since she has passed and everything, nothing has completely been the same.
Mm-hmm.
At all.
And, yeah.
You know, I don't know what it was today, but it was my friend that you know of, and that is also the name of her best friend.
That's crazy.
She actually canceled her sister to spend the day with me.
Mm-hmm. That's love.
And you know, it you know, that's where I was when, you know, when I called you the first time. That's mm-hmm. who you were talking to.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was just that right there. And then she also had a friend that passed away, you know, pretty much the same day.
Mm-hmm.
And it was their 1 year too.
Mm-hmm.
They were way older. And this person was older than me. And I don't know, it was just crazy and everything, and then I just don't know, Sherry. I mean, today has been like a crazy day. I mean, ever since last night when we put everything up. Like Miss Ross was saying, she was like, she had told everybody, you know, because a lot of people were getting, she was getting compliments on the yard and everything about all the signage and everything. She was like, that was not only me. She was like, she was actually telling everybody that was me. Because I'm the one that cut everything, connected everything, you know, perfected everything.
It looked this nice. It looks very nice.
And there, she was like, you know, because you know, yes, my real name is Anthony, but I go by Tony.
You said this before on the podcast. Remember to remember, folks.
Yes. She was like, yeah, Anthony is a perfectionist. I mean, he was there with 2 hours with wire cutters, cutting these wires and everything, stabilizing everything, making sure everything was perfect, straight. He wanted everything to be perfect. And of course, you know, yesterday, you know, I had came straight from work. And I only live a couple of houses down, but I stopped right there, right in the driveway, and, you know, went at it, just right there. And I was there for like 2-3 hours fixing that stuff, and then it only took us a few minutes just to put everything out in the yard.
Love that.
But yes, even I even, you know, smashed my skin in the wire cutters too, so therefore I got a blood blister on my hand.
Well, that isn't that lovely.
I know.
I remember you showed me the picture. Or no, we FaceTime, so you showed me her.
I have it off right now.
Good. Let it breathe a little bit.
Ms. Ross took it off. But I mean, like I said, if it's for her or if it's for Kiana, I'm gonna stop what I'm doing and I'm gonna go up there.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm gonna see what I can, because I know Miss Ross wants she wants a painting of Kiana, and she thinks that, you know, that my friend can do it, but I told her that she's just now starting to do, you know, people portraits. Her expertise is more like animation, you know, animes or cartoon characters, whatever.
Her making a cartoon character out of her, I'm sure that would look nice.
Well, true, but she wants like an actual portrait.
Yeah, a portrait.
You know, I could probably ask my homeboy, you know, the one that did both of our tattoos, if he can do one of her.
Yeah, I'm trying to do a lot of things. I'm like, I got
a tattoo.
You're like, not as a tattoo. I'm still trying to get my portrait tattoo, but we ain't even gonna dive into that. Because I'm going to get that tattoo when I'm supposed to get it. I think I have to finish how I'm feeling right now. It's been a very, very heavy day for me.
You see, I only got mine because, you know, I know when my cousin passed away, You know, and this is my very first tattoo. This is back in 2003. You know, that right there, I tell you not, that was like closure for me.
Mm-hmm.
It was like right after I got that and everything, it was just like this whole thing was just lifted off of me.
Yeah, I believe it.
But, I mean, with this right here, even though it's her signature,
mm-hmm.
her actual signature and everything, and mm-hmm. I have one of, you know, something personal of hers hanging on my one of my necklaces.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, of course, I have her thing. I don't like to say what it is, but you know, cause, you know, I.
In your car?
Well, I have the button in my car, but I'm talking about.
Okay, you talk about something else. Never mind. Okay.
Let's just say the program.
Oh yeah, gotcha.
Framed right here on my wall. I mean, mm-hmm. it's this time it's not closure.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but I cannot seem to move on.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like not necessarily, I don't think that we're supposed to quote unquote move on. Like, I feel like this is something like you don't, it's like loving somebody.
Yeah, I mean, like, not like move on and you forget about them and everything, but you know,
like move past it.
Move past it, you know, go on with life.
Yeah. Which is still like there's no right way to do that though still. Like you're not, it's like you can't give yourself a time frame like when that's supposed to happen. Cause see that's what I was trying to do at the beginning. I said this in our other podcast. I was like, I am going to give myself 7 days to deeply mourn my friend, and then after that, I'm going to celebrate her life. Okay, I didn't do my work. I didn't do my emotional work. I gave myself 7 days, and I felt deep emotions, but I didn't like move. Like I didn't sit in them deep enough to like let me like really learn through them. So it has and is still taking like time to like really sit in how you feel about everything that comes with the death of a loved one, not seeing them in person, not being able to pick up the phone and call them, not being able to pick up the phone and text them. Like every little thing is huge. It's not really a little thing, it's huge, because like you feel like that has been ripped from you type thing. So it's not a like a solution like destination type of thing. I think it's what we've been saying in the other podcast, it's a thing that's going to be ongoing, and then with each year I just hope and pray, and especially for the family, Miss Roz and Mr. Mike, that as the years go by, everything gets a little bit more bearable. And the beautiful thing about all of this is the fact that Jay is still here, and he gets to light up the world as the torch that carries on her legacy. Like, that's deeply powerful. And I feel like if anything that's going to help with everybody is to see him happy and healthy and thriving and living, you know? But it's not it's not a time limit on the process. Like, it's ongoing with all of our loved ones.
You know what I wish we could have done for tonight? I wish we could have at least seen if we could have gotten like Valeria on this podcast tonight.
Oh, that would have been nice. Oh, that would have been sweet.
Which I don't think it's too late, you know. who got an extra phone that can call her.
Log into the app. But I don't, you know, those kind of things, I don't want to rush. Like, I'm definitely, you know, Kiana was like a sister to me, like, you know, deeper than the friendship. Like, so it's like, it's definitely those things, one of those things that is like, I am going to be a friend, and a friend to the family for a lifetime. And it's like, I'll always be there, but in everybody's own timing. I'm not going to like force anything to happen. I think things should happen organically. Like the same thing like with Lauren. Like, but of course I still want Lauren to come on the podcast, but like, I don't want to, I know that we're all still dealing
if anybody's dealing it with the hardest, it has to be her, because, you know, she was with Kiana for, you know, most of the things.
Mm-hmm.
And we weren't, but
yeah,
me, you know, me and Kiana had plans for the future, you know, of doing this and doing that and everything,
right?
Because, you know, me and her had plans, you know, to go like to South Padre and all that other stuff, and just pretty much like living stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, like everybody says, stuff happens for a reason, and you know, we never got to do that. And of course, I could still do it if I wanted to. It's still not going to be the same. I mean, what the hell?
Right.
Is the point of doing it if you know, you can't do it with the person that you planned it out with?
Right. Yeah. No, I deeply feel that. Yeah. And, you know, and that's the thing about this whole process, that, you know, it feels like horrible, you know? So it's like, what do you do with that? And so that's why I'm trying to remind myself in these very deeply emotional moments that, you know, there is like the hope of it all is like, there is a meet again. There is a, I'll see you again. Like, that's not just a thing that we say, but a thing that we actually like know that there is, you know, when we to make our transitions out of here. And honestly, that's the thing that mainly, besides all of the signs that I'm like clearly getting from her, that I'm like, okay, like sometimes I'd be tripping and be like, did I hear that? And then sometimes I'm like, nah, that was a clear sign. Like, I'm not second guessing that. That was a very clear sign. So like using that as motivation to know that, like, you know, everybody will get through this by literally going through it day by day. And it won't get easier, but if it gets more bearable, that makes a difference, a little bit of a difference. But I'm all for like things happening organically. I believe in putting energy out into the world, specifically positive leaning energy, because it has an effect on people's lives. Like, I sit and I meditate and I send energy to everybody. I send energy to Ms. Rod. I send energy to you. I send energy to Mike, Jay, you know, everybody, even Ryan. Like, I sit here and I do that because I know that energy is that powerful. Like, if a person like Kiana can bring all of us together in the love of her memory, you know, it's like, it's something very special. It's something very powerful in that. And we have to use that to, you know, help each other. So
I understand, you know, you send energy to all of us and everything, but And you send the energy to run too. And I just,
you say, I knew this was coming. You say,
you already know. Just cannot get myself to do anything for him.
I knew this was coming. Oh man, I'm sorry to laugh, but I knew that was. I knew as soon as you said, but like I already knew that was coming.
You already know. I have like this. I don't know how to explain it, but like this feeling towards him that I don't have towards anybody. Because I don't hold grudges. I mean, I don't hate anybody, but you know, and I know that it was her time and everything, but. And yes, maybe, maybe, you know, yeah, it was an accident, freak accident, but the whole fact of what we seen that day of, you know, I don't want to give out too much, but you know, like the day we had to let her go, let's just say that. And then finding just, you know, us finding out another story, it's just like, hold on,
Yeah, that was wild. Yeah, all the details, like, hold on, of the story.
I was putting out all my heart and soul, and said, and then the next thing I know, there's another story. I was like, dude, I, you know what? I have no sympathy for you right now. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah, the moments are hard. It's very hard to hold sympathy for someone who has, accident or not, caused so much pain to a group of people. Like it really is. It's, yeah, it's one of the most difficult things emotionally, for sure, to do. Like, for sure, I resonate with that. And you know, we've touched on grief in these podcasts, and I'm like, it's something that makes me think about all the stages of grief, and I'm like, For a minute, I wasn't really touching in on anger. I would like dabble in anger with the situation, and dabble in anger with like how I felt, especially after knowing, you know, that, you know, he was a driver, you know, stuff like that. And it's big. It's a lot. Grief is it's a deep process. It's a long process. You can't put a time limit on it, and you have to feel, you have to either feel or you will suppress what you feel. Doesn't mean that you don't feel it. That's what I've been learning.
You can't suppress what you're feeling and everything, because it's not healthy for you.
No, yeah, that's
it's
what
not
I'm
good.
Saying.
It's not good for your mental health, because the more you keep it in, the more it's just gonna bother the hell out of you.
Exactly.
And you're just gonna get sick by it.
Oh yeah, that's what that's
I've learned
what
this that too.
Is. Yeah, I'm like, yeah, I'm consistently living and learning. I feel like every time.
A lot of the times, you know, when there's something to be said and everything, and nobody really wants to say it and everything, I'm the one that's sitting there and be like, you know what, fuck it. I'm going to say it then.
I'll say it. That's like Keanu.
Everybody else is afraid to say it. I'll say it.
Keanu didn't hold her tongue either. Lord.
Because you already know me.
Yeah,
I don't give a care for her hurting. I'm that type of person, you know. I don't sugarcoat anything. I don't put a band-aid mm-hmm. over anything. I'm going to say what I feel. Mm-hmm. And if I hurt your feelings in the process, you know what? Sorry, not sorry.
Yeah, I get it in the sense of, like, I mean, because you're not responsible for... I mean, there is, you know, in my beliefs, I do believe there is a way to say things, sure. Yet, also, that you're not responsible for how people take the things that you say. You're also not responsible for that either.
I shouldn't have said that. Now there's big ear interference, and I just heard a voice. All right. Message received. Okay. All right. All right. That's hilarious. Okay.
That is hilarious. Wow, we've been podcasting for over an hour already. Wow. Welcome to Real Topics, guys, where we do nothing less than dive deep and keep it real. Keep it real and dive deep. I said that backwards. But yeah, I mean, I do the overall message and of this pop-up podcast. I like the sound of that pop-up podcast. Is that, you know, emotions are deep and they are to be felt. And if you're experiencing the loss of a loved one, I just want to let you know that you're not alone. You know, it is a part of the human process. And fortunately, I don't know, however you choose to see it, we are given the wherewithal to experience pain and loss, and in that being pain and emotional, psychological pain too. So in saying that, I do hope that everyone is at least finding a healthy source to come back and deal with what they're feeling and going through, because you deserve it. And just know deeply and truly that you are not alone. So many of us walk through this life thinking that we are alone in the things that we feel, in the depths of what we're feeling. There's no one out there that is experiencing life the exact same as you. But oh my gosh, when you open your mouth and communicate with other people, you see how similar your lives are to other people's experiences, especially growing up in the South. There's a lot of common things where we're like I've had so many moments in college, so many moments just in life where I'm like, what? You went through that too? Oh, okay. You know, and it's like, be careful not to trauma bond those things, right? Because that's not particularly healthy. Yet, at the same time, like, what you're feeling and what you're experiencing is real. And I just want to encourage people who maybe aren't expressing their emotions, because that's something that I can definitely advocate, that I've struggled with a lot, not expressing my emotions. Being like,
I'm
I think
that right now.
You said what?
I said I'm doing that right now.
Straight like that, and I'm like,
this whole conversation, man. All I've been doing is just wiping my eyes.
Look, because it's real. Because it's real and it's felt, and we are humans. We are spirits experiencing a human experience, and that's the thing that kind of keeps me grounded in all of the very nasty and not so good depths of like pain or any pain. Like, the thing that keeps me grounded is that, you know, we too, I'm excited to one day join Kiana in whatever realm, you know, that she's in the spiritual, the heavenly realm, paradise, you know, and it's gonna be great to, like, however we, you know, transition into that realm, however we move, talk, whatever we do in that realm, that's going to be
interesting and new. To do that with a loved one, come on. Like, I think it's going to be something special. So that's what keeps me grounded in these moments. And I hope that everybody out there is feeling supported and loved. And if you are not, I just want to let you know that you are supported and loved. And if y'all want to reach out, you have any specific things that you want to say, you can reach out to us on Instagram at The Real Topics Podcast. That's THE, The Real Topics Podcast on Instagram. Or you can reach out to me and Tony personally. Well, I'm going to speak for myself. I can't just volunteer you like that. But but if you're open,
they can.
I just volunteered you.
They can. I don't mind.
Okay, cool. Cool. Yeah, like anything like else on your mind, on your spirit that you want to talk about, Tony?
I mean, you said you're excited, you know, to you're actually excited to, you know, see her and everything. I was, you almost made me say, not anytime soon.
That's hilarious. That's hilarious. Yeah, no. Yeah. I mean, yeah, no. But then it's like, the saying, going back to the saying that most people of color say, stay ready so you don't have to get ready type thing too. So it's like, that's the real reality that this situation has taught me, because like, it, I've just been floored by like just all the moments I've shared with Kiana, talking about, yeah, we gonna do this, yeah we'll meet up in the future, we gonna do this, we gonna plan this, we gonna do this, da da da, all of that, yeah. Planning, like, we have time, like, we don't get to decide how much time, we don't get to put our death date on anything, we don't get to decide. And that's the thing that I'm definitely trying to like wake up and remember that, like, oh, okay, I woke up, so okay, remember that's not promised. Like, there's a kid. Well, he was a kid when I was going to this church, at my old church. This young, he was 23. He had a heart attack in his sleep, and I'm like, this is he was 23. Like, I can't even in my right mind try to say like something like that couldn't happen to me, because the very real reality is that, like, we just don't know. Like, we don't know. It's not our timing, it's God's timing. And I'm a carry what my mama been saying and all the other church ladies been saying, stay ready so you don't have to get ready. Always got to be in that mindset of, like, you know, enjoy this while we are here. I mean, Kiana said it best too. She was always saying, live it up, live it up, live it up, live it up. And so that's a part of what I'm continuing to take as I go through all of these days, you know, thinking about her and her memory. I'm gonna live this life up.
Yep. I mean, yes, of course, live it up and everything, and don't forget to live.
Mm-hmm.
But also, don't forget to, you know, come back to reality.
Right. Right.
There's a time to live it up. There's a time, and then there's a time to
wind it down.
Wind down. Come back to earth. You know, ground yourself again. I mean, because you know, a lot of times you just live it up too much that you don't even know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, some people get stuck in that.
Mm.
But I'm not saying, you know, that's what Key did. No, mm-hmm. Key lived her life to the fullest.
Lived it.
Like you said, she was like a sister to you. I watched Key grow up from being a baby to the woman she was. So mm-hmm. that was, she was like literally almost like a younger sibling to me.
Mm-hmm.
But that's how come it's, I guess that's how come it's a little harder for me, you know, because, you know, I lost so many family members and everything due to these past few years and everything, not only to COVID. I was having a difficulty before that. And, you know, a couple of years before that, you know, I had also lost my grandma, my only living grandparent. And she was the one I called all the time when I had some kind of problem or like when something like this happened. It was like my grandma always knew what to say to calm my ass down. If it wasn't my grandma, it was my grandpa. Now he talking about me. And we ain't never met. if it wasn't my grandma, it was my uncle, that was my dad's little brother. My uncle was the baby of the of all my uncles. Even though he had his problems too, you know, he done had strokes, he done had heart attacks. He was, you know, he was in his early stages of like dementia and all that other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it was dementia or Alzheimer's, but you know, because of that and those are my rocks right there. And you know, now they're not here. You know, when stuff like this happens, you know, you kind of don't know what to do.
Yeah,
the people you actually ran to calm yourself, to ground yourself and everything, I mean, they're not here to do that anymore. I mean, technically speaking, yes, they are, but you know, that's only spiritual. That can only do so much.
Yeah, and it's something you have to be tapped into.
Yeah, I mean, you can't. It's not like you can pick up the phone and
exactly
call them like you used to and everything. Girl, I have been tempted to do that so many times. Because, you know, I still have one of my best friends that passed on. I still have her number in my phone. I still have one of my cousin's numbers in my phone. Two of my cousin's numbers in my phone. You know, I've got my grandma's number in my phone. You know, it's... And I just can't get myself to, you know, almost like delete them out of my phone, because if I delete them out of my phone, it's like, you know, deleting them out of existence.
Yeah, it's a different type of, it's not like a, you know, lose my number type of situation, which is like, okay, you know, in certain situations that'd be super easy to do because it's just like it's very different compared to like emotional, emotional ties. And although it's like a physical thing, yeah, because I can honestly say Kiana's number's still in my phone, and I even like just changed like the title and stuff of her contact name, and it's like, and that's so interesting that you said that, because it got me thinking, like, I wonder like what and like why we do that. And then it had me thinking about how we were talking in the other podcast about like, oh, like how I was feeling at New Year's, because I was like, you know, like, although we didn't talk every day, like I've said in other podcasts as well, it's like we still had our moments where we'd be like, happy birthday, happy New Year, like all the holidays and everything, like that was normal. And so it's like when the New Year came around, it's like, oh, like this happened to you in 2022, so it's 2023. Does this mean that I'm leaving you behind because we're in a new year? It's like a whole other emotional side that comes with that. So I definitely resonate and hear what you're saying in the way of how it applies to the situation too.
Yeah, well, and I think in hindsight for us, I mean, it's like a long dragging emotion and everything, but for them, you know, on the other side and everything, shoot, that's just like, I think with them, that's just like a blink of the eye. And then, you know, they can be watching us right here and everything, and then they can just blink their eyes, and it's like a whole fast forward right there to you know, another time period, you know, when we're older and this, that, whatever, and then, and shoot, before they know it, shoot, it's, you know, it's a whole nother thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that got me thinking. And it has to be, I'm convinced that like not being in this physical world, at least for most people, I want to believe that for most people, that is like bliss and it's peaceful. But I remember Ms. Ross talking to me about a dream that she had and saying that, like, you know, she asked Kiana if she wanted to come back, and Kiana was like, no. She was like, she didn't want to leave where she was. So I'm like, I'm pretty sure that it's like a feeling of like bliss and peace and serenity to not want to come back. Like, you know, you got a whole world full of people that love you, but like it just makes me put into perspective that the world is just, it's really deeper than our experience. Like, it's deeper than this. It's like the interconnectivity of everything. It's like, I don't even know, it's something that we can't fathom. That's what, right, that's what like all these different books of the Bible say. It's like the other realms are these places that your mind can't fathom it, because you only know what your experience is here in this world. So it's like, no, it makes sense. It's like, how can I fathom, you know, an experience I haven't had type thing. But it does surely seem blissful. Like, at first I was getting like different kind of dreams at the beginning when she first passed, and then I started getting more like blissful, like, nah, like, I'm happy, bro, like stuff like that kind of dreams. And I'm like, it gotta be something to it, because I'm not, you know, we've been saying all podcasts, everything happens for a reason. And I'm like, I truly believe that, because like, it's clearly felt, and it's clearly laid out for us too, and all the signs and stuff. It's like, we just have to match the vibration, and just be aware, like tap in, and yeah. But I don't want to cut us too short, but I know listeners, and I know how it works, and I know attention spans, and I know podcasts, because I've been doing it for a while. So I just want to wrap up for the time being of this special occasion of celebrating the life of Kiana Chelsea Walker. Any closing remarks or closing things you want to just say, Tony?
One important thing, I mean, dude, as like he used to say, go ahead, live it up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you never know how much time we have on this earth.
Mm-hmm.
And on the other hand, don't forget, you know, to, you know, wind down also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But for the most times, yeah, live your life.
Yeah.
Don't let anybody else tell you, you know, when or where how to live. You live your life the way you want to live it. I mean, I'm not saying go out there, go out there and be an alcoholic, you know, be a drug mm-hmm. addict, this, that, whatever. No.
Mm-hmm.
People live their lives in different ways. I don't know.
Right.
But go ahead, live your life the way you want to live it. Don't let nobody tell you what to do. Because always in the end, you're gonna be thinking about, damn, I regret not doing this, or damn, I regret not doing that, or so on and so forth. And that's one of the things. But another thing is, you really want to feel some feelings or anything, I suggest, yes, these are movie titles that I'm saying, but you really feel some feelings or feel a glimpse of what something feels like. There are two movies you definitely need to watch. For one, there is that movie Heaven is for real.
Mm-hmm.
That is a movie that everybody should watch. And for this next one, because
mm-hmm.
this is me and my mom's favorite movie, even though it's sad in some and most of the movies, but the other points in that movie, it just when you're watching it, it just gives you like complete bliss. And this one's called The Shack.
Okay. I don't think I've seen
that. Do not own the rights to either one of those.
Right. They are not sponsors. Yes, just recommendations. Thank you for that. Excuse me. Yeah, thank you for sharing. And to all the listeners out there, thank you for listening. And I guess the last thing that I can also add is that, like, truly through everything that you go through in life, please do know and remember that you are loved. I think that's like my motto in life now. That's like my new motto in life. Like, I'm just, I don't know, I have this, like, innerness. I don't even know how to say that. I have this inner feeling of just like wanting so deeply to let people know that they are loved and that they are valued and that they are important, especially Black and Brown people, because we do not get told that as much as we deserve to get. Told that by ourselves. We don't even need to be told that by other people, but I can honestly say that I know that it brings a smile to my face, especially like on a day like today. I've had a few friends like check in on me and be like, hey, you know, this and that. Say uplifting things like to me. So I'm like, it's important. It's so deeply important to remember in all your pain and all your struggles and all your troubles that you are loved. Like, God's not done with you. The divine is not done with you. And live it up. I would live your life for real. I'm gonna take that one.
Yes, because you know, even especially for those other people, you know, that really don't try to explain their emotions and everything, mm-hmm. doesn't necessarily mean you have to do it like everybody else.
Yeah.
You just do it in your own way. Whatever you feel comfortable, as long as you get that message out, that's all that matters.
Mm-hmm. Nipsey said it best. Stay in your own lane. You're already in your own lane. Why would you try to move and go in somebody else's lane? You already know. We do really know. I believe that we do really know what's best for ourselves. It's just that interconnectedness. Like, we have to tap into the real versions, the true versions of who we really are. And that is spiritual beings living a human experience. We're here for a good time, not a long time. I don't know where that's from, but I definitely heard that somewhere.
Yeah, but you know, seriously, we need to snap out of this because you know, our past loved ones wouldn't want us to dwell on the past or, you know, over them, or you know. Dang, I'm sure Key wouldn't want us to do that. She would want us to live our life.
Celebrate. Gotta celebrate.
Be right there. Quit feeling sorry for me.
Right. Right. Yeah, it's like, but it's real. Emotions are real. And so I'm also, that's something I'm learning too. It's like, yeah, you know, yes, that is very true. Like, I definitely believe that. Yeah, and also, in other words, you know, without sitting with it, you know.
In other words, you know, and you know, channeling Key here and everything, you should get out your feelings, bitch. Get out your feelings.
Oh, that was some shadowland energy. Changeling energy. That's a Wink Saga. Okay, they're not sponsors either. That was a reference. I don't know if some people caught that. Anyways, we are closing out of this podcast. Yes. We love y'all. If you like what you heard, or you just want to leave a comment or a review, or you just want to, you know, share your story of like what you're experiencing going through, you can email us at realtopicscommunity@gmail.com. And if you think that it's too long to like DM us, you can email us, because I know that people don't really like emails. So if you don't want to email us, you can visit at the Real Topics Podcast on Instagram, so that you can, yeah, like, tap in with us and stay connected with us. We're building a community, and like I said before, there's no community without you all. We are the community. We are the support that we need. Thank y'all for tuning in. Thank y'all for joining. And what better way to keep it real than with real topics? You know, stay tuned for the next podcast. We love y'all. Peace.
Later.